Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
It's Tuesday. I think it is anyway. Another episode of Toast and Jam. Welcome, everyone. I'm Tim Oast. They call me Toast. And here he is, Paul McDonald. They call him Jam.
They do.
Do you know any Tuesday songs?
Ruby Tuesday,
That was
Tuesday
my first
Afternoon.
One. Yeah.
Those are two right there that stand out for me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we found a new home at Valley City State University, and we're loving it. We're broadcasting from the Rhodes Science Center, and thank you, executive producer Eric Kringley and his worthy assistant, Austin Rogelsted, huh?
Worthy? That might be stretching it.
Is it?
Okay,
is it?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, he's a Vikings fan, so, you know.
Hey, take it easy on the Vikes.
We're already down. You don't need to kick us,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, my goodness. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Anyway, our guest this week is Steve Olson. I'm going to try to get this right. Director of Athletic Alumni Development.
Correct.
Okay, at Valley City State University. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Yep.
And Game Day Management.
Yeah. That's right.
That is a handful.
That's the one that keeps me hopping.
I bet it does.
Yes, the other one does too. Is the, you know, they're both, but they're both fun and interesting in their own parts.
You bet. Okay, we're going to join Steve. We're going to join Steve in just a bit. Let's get to Paul. Maybe a quick sports recap.
There it is. Okay, we'll start off with the Highliners. That's a homecoming week for Valley City this week. So the Highliners have homecoming volleyball. They will be hosting Wahpeton tonight, and they picked up a home game, Northern Cass, coming up on Thursday. They went 4-1 on Saturday at their tournament, took second. Carrington beat them in three, so they are 6-1 overall and playing quite well. Matter of fact, the two sets that they lost to Carrington were the first two well, the only two sets that they lost all day on Saturday. So played well, but took second. And again, they've got Wahpeton and Northern Cass coming up here this week. Football will be hosting Mayport CG on Friday night, a team very similar to Sargent County that the Highliners have played and beaten. So this is one of those games that if they clean up those mistakes and play, they can pick up a homecoming win against the Patriots. Last week, I lost 26-0 to Lisbon. The bright spots, few and far between, talking with Coach Smith. But one big bright spot was sophomore Hudson Crewald. His first real test at quarterback, threw the ball well, got out of some problems with his legs, did not throw any interceptions, but did get sacked a couple of times when, you know, as if you get older, you know, get rid of the ball. And probably gave up a couple of sacks that if he had some experience would have gotten rid of the ball.
J.J. McCarthy would agree with that.
Probably, yeah. So, but then they got Mayport CG coming up this week. Cross country, they are hosting the Blue-White Invite, the Bill Jansen Invite here at Bjornsson on Saturday. Running gets started about 11 o'clock, and this is a full day. You got 31 teams coming. You're talking around 400 runners, junior high, elementary, varsity. It's always a fun day out of Bjornsson. Of course, hopefully the rain, it doesn't look like it's going to rain. It looks like it's a fairly decent weekend. And tennis, they are at Cheyenne, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric at Cheyenne today, and then on Tuesday, and then hosting Wahpeton on Thursday.
That is correct. Yep, hopefully it doesn't rain on Thursday, but yep, home on Thursday.
And now just coming off the Cheyenne Invite and picked up a few victories at the Cheyenne Invite. Since you're the tennis guy, I'll let you just recap how they did on Saturday.
It was actually one of our best Cheyenne Invites ever. For those who don't know, it's six singles players playing in a bracketed division each. So one singles, two singles, all playing in a big bracket. And then doubles is the same, three doubles, one, two, and three doubles, all in big brackets. It's all across the city of Fargo. And it's every team in the state, pretty much. And it's kind of a precursor to the state tournament, if you want to look at it that way. And this was our best, I think, one of our best invites ever. Pretty much everybody got at least one or two wins. Andrew Hoff, who is our young seventh grader, He proved that he should probably be playing varsity. He took fifth place at number four singles, which is really impressive. That's very, very good. And he's one of those up-and-coming. Lane Nielsen, another seventh grader, he did really well. Gray Kosowski, holy cow, he's coming on strong. So we've got a bunch of seventh, eighth graders that really proved themselves, and our upper varsity did really well too. So overall, it was a really good tournament.
And I know I dropped a couple of matches on with Minot North and Mandan, I think, on Friday. And then Red River on Thursday. So it was a busy week, but a lot of tennis. But now they, so this is a light week this week, which is one away match and one home match.
Yeah, it last week was crazy insane. But yeah, and what was I impressed with the guys, because Friday was tough. They didn't play well. They would say that they didn't play well. And to bounce back on Saturday at the West Fargo Invite and play really well, that was impressive. So yeah, the attitude was not great after Friday, but Saturday they all came up strong. So.
And I know Cheyenne leads the EDC right now, so that'll be a tough one here tonight. Wahpeton, probably a winnable match if everybody does what they are capable of on Thursday.
Cross their fingers, yep.
So, and the rain stays away, we pick up a W. So we'll see what happens here on Thursday. Golf, they had their team qualifying, state qualifying on Thursday.
At Bjornsson.
Rain in the front nine, but it was nice on the back nine, according to Coach Van Bruggen. Kylie finished 15th, one shot away from getting to the top 10 and qualifying for state. She had a bad 16, he said. She was one back after 15, two back after 16, had a bad 16, came back a little bit, 17 and 18, but finished one stroke away from getting into state.
16 would have been the dog left.
Left, okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
That tricky one. You kind of have to hit it to the corner and then get it over.
But that that whole kind of took her in, but still not a bad showing for the Highlander tennis or golf team. They will have final meet of the year on Tuesday at Cullum, and then they're done for the year. So that takes care of volleyball, tennis, golf, football, okay. Highlanders for the Vikings. They've been a quiet week. Volleyball dropped a couple of matches on Friday and Saturday. They're still in Montana. They got Rocky Mountain coming up here on Wednesday, then Carroll College on Thursday, and then they'll wrap up their Montana trip and come back home. Of course, they'll have homecoming matches next Thursday and Thursday and Friday. Football, of course, off this week, and they're off last week on the way to Eastern Oregon. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in La Grande, Oregon, coming up here on Saturday. Golf, they're at their first Frontier Conference meet right now in Dickinson. The men played two rounds yesterday at Heart River, and the women played one, and they're going to be teeing off as we speak right now at 10 o'clock. They're going to get things started out at Heart River for the final round of that. Right now, the top player, Owen Haas, is 10th. As far as the men are concerned, and Sydney Carlson, 17th, leading the way for the women. And, boy, cross country, they will be at Medora coming up this weekend for a Blue Hawk Invite.
Do they run that on the golf course then, or where do they do
I'm
that?
Assuming they do. I don't think they run in the Black Hills or in the mountains.
In the Badlands.
But they probably run at Bully Pulpit. But they will be out at Medora for a Blue Hawk Invite here on Saturday.
They could run it at Prairie Dog Town, maybe. I don't know.
It just says Medora. So,
I'm sure it's Bully.
So that's a quick update on what's going on. Of course, if you do want to follow what's going on with VCSU Athletics, you can go to VCSU.com, VCSUVikings.com, follow us on X, on Facebook, and J.C. Richter, Defender of the Week in the Frontier Conference. So she was Defender of the Week, first honor for the volleyball team. And she gets Defender of the Week this past week in the Frontier.
Some long bus rides.
Yeah. That's
what is it? About 8 hours most of the time. About that.
Yeah, or a little more.
Or a little more.
I mean, probably Billings might be one of the closest ones.
Right.
Maybe 8.5 hours or so.
Because they'll be in Billings, and Billings will be the Rocky Mountain.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, and then Carroll College coming up on Thursday.
Okay.
There you have it. That's an update.
Nice wrap up. Yeah. Okay. Again, our guest today is Steve Olson, and Steve, nice to have you along. Tell us a little bit about that Director of Athletic Alumni Development, your duties and what you have to do.
Well, before I start with that, you just reminded me of something. You mentioned dog left with the golf stuff, and I remember growing up in the Red River Valley when our dog left and we watched it leave for 3 days.
There's your joke for the day in case the girls don't come through.
I like that one. Yes. Yes. That's a good one.
All right.
Perfect.
So going back to responsibilities, you said for game day
or fundraising. And your title. Yeah.
Yeah. So for game day, basically what we're trying to do is make sure that as best we can, we are trying to provide an experience that's good for the fans, the officials, and the athletes that are playing in it, for both the home and the visiting team. So as best we can, that's what we're trying to figure out. How can we best provide that? You know, and so that ranges from a variety of, you know, hosting teams when they come, hosting officials when they arrive, making sure that we have our workers assigned and ready to go, in collaboration with our sports information people. Thanks, Paul. Mm-hmm. But making sure that we have everything organized so that we can have it, what seems to be as seamless of an event as possible. I mean, sometimes, you know, it's like the story about, you know, when you see the duck, it's all calm on top of the water, but underneath we're paddling really hard, making sure that everything goes smooth, it goes smoothly. And most people just know and witness and see a production that goes off kind of clean from that standpoint.
Well, I know a lot of people know who you are, but for the people that don't, can you give us a little background?
Sure. I grew up in Ada, born in Aberdeen, South Dakota, but grew up in Ada, Minnesota. And then when I graduated from high school, came to school here at Valley City State, was in school here starting in the fall of 83 and finished in 88. Enjoyed obviously my opportunities to be here. I was involved with the baseball team and helped coach with the baseball team, and then I went on from there and chased around and did a lot of the coaching thing. But I was a couple of years in Bow Bells, North Dakota, right out of college. I'm a biology major, so this building that we're in right now is very familiar with me. Mm-hmm. The Rhodes Science Center, and taking class from Dr. Stickler and Archie Moore and Stephen Greenwald, those are some of the guys that I would have had a fair number of classes from. So, and then when I graduated, I went to Bow Bells and I taught there for 2 years. I went to Northern State in Aberdeen, where I was a graduate assistant there for 2 years, worked with baseball, and then my second year started to work with baseball and football, and then went from there to a different school that I won't mention. But I coached there for 7 years. And then from there, I was at Minnesota Crookston for 12 years. Then I was at Michigan Tech for 12 years. And now I'm back in Valley City.
Yeah.
And enjoying the opportunity to come back here and be back at the school that I know, that I understand, that you love, that you have passion for. And then also, you know, close to my family. In fact, right behind you, you mentioned it to me. On our background is a picture of my niece, Clarissa, who went to school here and graduated. So.
You bet. That wouldn't have been orange, would it?
The other school?
Yeah, other school that you weren't going to mention?
Black.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, hey, a very special time to be a Viking. 100 years old?
Yeah, I mean, so the Viking name itself is 100 years old. So, I mean, when you take a look back in the history of – a little bit of the history of the school, the first thing that the school adopted was a school chant, a war chant, right? War maybe is a bad term to use, but Wahoo Wah. You know, that was 131 years ago that chant was adopted. And then after that, the next thing that you take a look at kind of in the timeline that was adopted was the school song. So VCSU, we love the red and blue. VCSU, we're always true to you, you know, and I could go through the whole thing. But that's actually 110 years old, okay?
Okay.
Which is why you see Wahoo Wah in the school song, but you don't see the name Vikings, because then after that, 10 years later, the school had a competition to decide what the school's mascot name was going to be, and they decided that it would be the Vikings. And it was the school, it was the students that were also very much involved with it. Like I said, they had a competition on campus, and the Viking name was selected, and they felt like the Vikings and the characteristics of Vikings being brave, you know, and you could go through a whole list of things that Vikings do, but they felt like it embodied the whole student body, not just athletics, but everybody involved. You know, the willingness to go out and fight and stand up for your banner or your group that you're involved with and continue to compete. Whether you win or lose, you hold your head up high. You go to battle, and you're ready to go do it again. Mm-hmm. And that was what exemplifies the Viking name and It was, like I said, it was adopted 100 years ago. So we are celebrating. It was actually adopted in what would have been February. So this is our first full year. You know, the first full year would have been in 25, 26, in 19, 25, and 26. So we are celebrating that full year of being the Vikings.
How are you celebrating this?
So we have events that are coming up that we will schedule, that we're scheduling throughout the year. But we have things that are going on weekly. If you go to our social media page, our Viking page, you can find a story of Viking lore on Mondays. So we're looking for people to send us a memory that they have of VCSU. It could be a fun memory or a funny memory or a memory of a great game and the atmosphere of the game or a memory of a specific player, a play that a player did. And they can send it in to me. To my email, and they can give me a name if they want their name on it, or they can send it in anonymous. Either way, we just want to get the message out that Vikings over the years in Viking history, they told stories. They had Viking lore. We have stories too, and we want to share them. And the important thing to remember is the facts may not always be exactly the same, okay? But the facts as you remember them, those are the facts that are important to you as the person remembering them. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to put down. We want to share those stories and get those out there so that people can read them weekly. On Tuesdays, we're posting a picture of a week. So a VCSU athletic historic picture. And that can come with a storyline of when it happened, but it could also come with, hey, can you identify who the people were in this picture or this team? Can you name some of the people that played? So we're going to try to work to get some fan involvement on that. And then on Wednesdays, we're going through our VCSU Viking Hall of Fame timeline, and we are listing, and often that comes out in different parts, but we are listing our Viking Hall of Fame timeline. Mm. So you kind of see some history of that. And then by the time you get to Thursday, now you're prepping for games and you got game line stories and all that. And we want you to follow it. We want you to be Viking fans. We want you to follow it all. Now, in addition to that, we are having 100-year celebrations for, in some cases, individual teams, sometimes groups of teams. So right now we have a volleyball reunion that we are planning to have on September 26th. That's a Friday night before homecoming. Obviously, we still have the homecoming activities that are going on that night, but sometimes we can't change those volleyball games. So so our people can come back, our volleyball alum can come back, be at the game on and be recognized at the game on Friday night, and then hang around for homecoming on Saturday, and we will recognize them there as well prior to the football game. On October 11th, the Mayville State game, we are having 100 years of Viking football and bringing our football teams back to celebrate that day. So that should be a fun one. And again, we encourage the people out there, if you're listening, you know, and you haven't decided yet to come, if you don't have it, come. If you don't have anything going on, come. Be part of it. Have fun with your, you know, the people that are around that are football alums or volleyball alums. And then we'll have a basketball and a cheer leading reunion in November. And I think that the dates on that are the 21st and 22nd. And then eventually our spring sports, we don't want to slight them, but it's hard to predict weather in the spring. And so we're looking at doing a celebration with our spring sports and with all of our other sports and also our sports that have been discontinued when we do a grand opening of the new indoor facility. So we're going to invite everybody to come back in the summer where we know the weather should be decent, but also we can get in that indoor facility and take a look at that. And that should also be a great day and a fun day for the Vikings.
You have any idea who the oldest Viking is?
Living. That's a good question.
I don't know.
Okay. That would be
kind of cool. That's a great question. That could certainly fit in with Viking lore.
Yeah.
And if we can figure out who that is, and he could tell us a story, and that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Anybody listening maybe or watching and saying, hey, I know who that is. You know,
right.
Give you guys a call.
Yeah. I was going to say, but he's not living. Hager the Horrible might be, but, you know.
Oh, goodness.
He might.
You know, we've been talking about this the last couple of weeks, and so many awesome things going on at Valley City State right now, and you know, renovations, the new athletic center. You know, it's just mind-boggling. You're fitting everything in together, and it all just kind of fell into place.
Right. Well, you know, the first thing I want to say about that, the funny thing is sometimes when you're in it, you're in it. And you're thinking about what are the things that we can continue to improve on.
Right.
And you stop, you forget to stop and take a look back and see what are all the things that you have improved on. You know, and so when you take a step back, I mean, you know, you look at some of the things, you know, the repainting of the bubble to give that a fresh look and a fresh update.
Looks great, by the way.
Yeah, to me, that's an awesome piece. And Mark Potts was very much involved in that one, so I got to give him a big time shout out on that. Again, we remodeled our bleachers this year, so we think that's going to allow and bring for a bigger fan experience. You know, for our basketball games, we've rearranged seats and our seat back chairs where they're located. So reserve seating will be a little bit better, and your ability to watch it, and where our students will be in. And then we moved the benches to the other side of the floor, so our general admissions people will all sit in behind the teams in the opposing. Guests that come in will sit behind their team, and so, you know, that's a much improved area. The new turf at Lockin Stadium and the fresh, thanks to our advertisers and our sponsors, the fresh look on the back of that, you know, and even, you know, you talk about Viking lore. One of our first stories was about Dr. Govan, and there's an advertisement that was put up in his honor, And to me, it tells a good story of Lemon Drops and many other things, and his involvement with VCSU athletics. But again, just those improvements, the new turf, and then eventually the new indoor facility. And we still have other things that we have on our list. And those are the things that I'm talking about initially. It's like you're still looking at all the things that you have to do, but you have to remember the things that you've accomplished and still celebrate all of those things. The same way when you win a game, you got to make sure that you celebrate that win, because college athletics, winning games is very difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, so make sure that you embrace and enjoy those games. You know, and then move on to the next one, because usually the turnaround is pretty quick. In some cases, it's the next night. Yeah. You know, it's like Tom Kelly used to say about baseball: you can win a game and you feel great about it, but you're only as good as your next day pitcher.
That's right. That's right.
So you still got to go compete.
And so many people have made this happen too. All these new additions. But if you haven't yet, you still can, right?
For sure. Yep. There's still opportunities coming up, you know, to continue to contribute to the capital campaign, to continue to contribute to scholarships. Our Booster Club campaign is off and rolling, but that's an ongoing thing. And we always have had, as you look at that as it goes throughout the year, you know, we have a bunch of people that come in when our initial campaign kicks off. But then there's people that are looking at their finances, and they're figuring out their taxes, and so we get donations that come in late, closer to the end of the year. So there's always time to be involved. And again, we encourage you to be involved. If our athletics are going to be as good as we want them to be, it comes with those gifts and those donations from our booster people. And then when they come into Valley City, let's not forget about the fact that those scholarships are coming right back into the school. They're helping to support so many things in our campus and our community that they are a great investment into Valley City, to Valley City State and the whole region and community.
Okay, and there are some advantages of that year-end donation, especially for the retired people. They have to take out so much out of their retirement, but you can take that out and donate that, and there's no tax.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I got to remember that.
Yeah. That's right.
getting to be that age group, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Homecoming.
Yep.
Let's talk about homecoming a little bit. Big homecoming. Who are the inductees this year?
Well, I knew you were going to ask me that. And to be honest with you, I'm not as involved with the actual homecoming activities and stuff like that. Paul may have answers on some of that stuff that he can go ahead and shoot into. But it will be a fun, you know, I know it will be a fun event. There's going to be a lot going on, you know, like I said, with that volleyball, you know, game and those people that are coming in. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be at that game doing my game day piece of it. But then, of course, there's a parade, and then there's the football game on Saturday. And, you know, and again, we're going to be looking at recognizing you know, those Hall of Fame people that are being inducted. And Paul, do you remember, can you mention off the top of your head who some of those folks
are? I have one name, Jill DeVries.
Yep. Former athletic director, women's basketball coach for 17 years. And two of her players, Caitlin Wojan was her name here, is okay. Now Caitlin Graf, who was part of the 2011 National Tournament Team. Brittany Lehner, or Lehner, L-E-H-N-E-R, now Brittany Evans, is getting inducted. Jordan Maher, part of the 2011 football team that went to the national playoffs. The 2011 football team is being inducted. The 2012-2013 women's basketball team that went to the national tournament. And also Steve Becker, a quarterback, the only three-time conference champ quarterback that VCSU ever had.
Okay.
Back from 1981 through 1984. Eventually went on to be a head coach at Wahpeton High School. And he will also be inducted. So a good full crop of people that are getting inducted here on Friday the 26th.
Okay. Parade Saturday morning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Hall of Fame banquet, too? Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, so I had a chance to visit with Jill DeVries the other day, and I know she's excited to come back for homecoming, and we're excited. It's a big honor with two, you know, with two teams that are going in and herself being inducted. That's a really good thing. And, you know, and then obviously Steve Becker was the quarterback when I first got to school here, so I remember him and how good he was. So pretty, you know, and then of course some of those eras I was located out of this, so I didn't get a chance to follow maybe some of those teams as closely as I should, but I know that we just had a memory on Viking lore about a game that was played in the bubble versus the University of Jamestown, and the person that sent that memory in, what they recalled was just the energy and the excitement from our students and from the fans that was there in the bubble that night, and just, you know, how that event was just such an awesome evening. So, again, as you take a look at those are the type of things that, you know, that are awesome. So,
yeah,
congratulations to all the Hall of Fame people, by the way.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Absolutely. And now with the homecoming game, Simpson comes. So we're going to see somebody entirely new.
Somebody new
that we've never seen before as far as a football team will be here for homecoming. Simpson College out of California. So that's even more exciting when you, and the same with the homecoming volleyball matches. But having someone you've never seen before is going to be here for homecoming.
And they're going to do an alumni thing too with the volleyball, right?
Yep. Or,
Is that correct?
The night
before, and then also during the game, we will recognize that volleyball team both on Friday night, and then on the volleyball team people that return for the 100 Years of Vikings, we will recognize them at the volleyball game Friday night, and then also on Saturday.
Okay, you know, I was thinking about all the things that turn on a kid to come to Valley City State, and you've got so many things going on. You've got the things that the recruiting tools to make it happen. That's what's exciting.
Oh, for sure. You know, and then you just take a look at the strength of the programs that we have here going across the board at Valley City State. I mean, the academic programs are outstanding. So,
and also known for a teacher's college. I mean, you've got so many teachers out there right now.
For sure.
All over the country.
And they're, you know, if you're a kid listening out there somewhere, they're looking for teachers right now. There are jobs. So
there's always a shortage. You know, it seems like it anyway. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, this weekend we got a Viking voyage coming up. It's our first, you know, I shouldn't say our first ever. I think they've maybe done something similar to it before, but with VCSU football traveling out to Eastern Oregon, the only way to really get a decent way to travel out there that wasn't a nightmare per se, was to charter a flight. And so with us chartering a flight, we were able to make flying with the team an opportunity for fans, parents, and alumni to get on the plane and go with us. And so so I'm flying out with the football team, and there's about, I think, 29 or close to 30 other folks that are going out there, and I'll just be kind of keeping an eye on everybody from that standpoint, and I'm really looking forward to it. So we'll fly out on Friday, head out to Boise, and we'll stay out in Boise, and then it's about just under a three-hour trip from Boise to La Grande, Oregon. And we're going to travel into three different time zones on this trip, so that'll be kind of interesting. And you know, and then we have one of our alums that's going to be out there, helping us out with, that's going to meet us and help us out with tailgating. Brett Kilmer, who played in 2006, his family, they're coming to the game. And I think there's going to be 10 or 11 all out there, but they are setting up tailgating. We've ordered food for them. It's going to be brought in. They're going to cook us, you know, brats and burgers, and then we've got some food coming in. And so it's going to be a really fun event going on out there. You know, the tickets for the game are included with the price that they paid to also fly out there. But yeah, it's going to create a much better situation. So then after the game, all three of our buses will drive back to Boise. We'll load up a plane and we'll fly back and we'll get back into Fargo somewhere probably around 2 a.m. on Sunday.
Okay. Before you know it, you're going to have another plane.
Well, right.
I mean, for the fans.
Right. Yeah. I think there was there's an ideal number. I think we said we could take up to 40 people on this, kind of was where we were capping out.
Okay.
And we're not too far away from that. And realistically, every seat, everybody that jumps on the plane and flies with us helps decrease essentially the cost for the team to travel on this event. So going with it is a fun opportunity to go watch the Vikings play, but it's also something that helps out the university and it helps out the team. If we would have flown commercially, the team would have arrived in Boise on three different flights at three different times, and you could start to imagine how that would have fit together, and then you would have flown out on Sunday in two or three different flights coming back, and your players and coaches all would have been arriving at different times.
Kind
and
of a nightmare.
Got to try to plan Sunday to start to get ready for the next opponent. So it would have been really difficult. So really happy that this is going on and really looking forward to this.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'll be on the plane.
You'll be on the plane, yeah. Yep. Okay, full report next Tuesday.
Yeah, you'll get one.
You'll probably have jet lag, but, you know, we'll still get you here Tuesday morning.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
It's not 8-hour difference or anything like that. So. That right. Europe thing is
a
killer.
Not coming from Europe.
Yeah. Right. You're not going to Germany or anything, Europe right now? Not yet, huh?
No.
Not in the near future.
The other Vikings are going to Europe, but not us.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And by the way, we didn't copy the Minnesota Vikings. They copied us, right?
Yeah.
BCSU.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Ich spreche sehr viel Deutsch. So. Because I don't speak very much German, I'm not going.
Okay. Nay. Yeah, whatever. Okay. All right. Steve Olson, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it. All right. Good stuff. Very good. I don't have a question today. The quiz is not coming in.
You already had our joke.
Yeah, we had the joke already. That was good.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. Anyway, Fran and Liz will catch up with you next week. In the meantime, today in sports.
Speaking of jokes, the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings, if you want to talk about jokes.
Well, you know, they have a new quarterback.
And now another new quarterback.
Carson Wentz.
Yep.
Got the keys
to
a brand new car. All right. It's kind of broken down right now, though. They got a lot of injuries.
Yeah, so does Cincinnati Bengals. No Joe Burrow. He's out for 3 months, looks like.
3 months, yeah. With a stub toe.
Turf toe,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that can be painful, too.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, we try to get some of these people back again. I tell you, it's always the Vikings with a bunch of injuries or the Twins. I don't get it, but.
Yeah. One more week without Jordan Addison, and then he'll be back for the Dublin game week after next.
The big colleges, UND and NDSU. NDSU wins another game. They're, 3-0?
Mm-hmm.
Haven't really played anybody yet. But UND, they gifted Montana that game. They should have been up by 20 at halftime, and they just kind of let that slip away. In the meantime, I'm giving up on my K-State group. I don't know what's going on there either. They're not a very good football team right now, so we'll see what happens. Anything else?
Twins.
Do we have to talk Twins?
Well, we can. We don't get a chance to talk about wins that often.
No, and we won our World Series last night.
They beat the Yankees.
And it wasn't the Yankees fluff team.
B-team. It was the A-team.
It was the boys. Yep. And Rodon, a 16-game winner. They beat him 7-0. Woods Richardson throws a two-hitter, 11 strikeouts.
Got to be happy
about
that.
Helps the Red Sox. You're welcome.
That was the most important part, helping the Red Sox. And do the Yankees have an A-team? I'm trying to remember.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right. Just turn the knife.
How many World Series?
27.
27?
Okay. Since 2000? let's add those up.
One. Maybe two.
Thank you.
Okay. Today in sports, if you've seen the movie, you can relate to this. 1869. British Open men's golf, at just 18 years of age, Tom Morris Jr. retains his title, beats fellow Scott Bob Kirk by 11 strokes. If you had a chance, or if you haven't had a chance yet, watch the movie Tommy's Honor. Mm. And that's about him, Tommy Morris, one of the youngest to win that tournament. 1973, that rings a bell, 1973, growing up, watching this guy, Buffalo running back O.J. Simpson, rushes for a then NFL record 250 yards in the Bills' win over New England.
Yeah, I think he ran through the airport right after that.
Yes, he did. He got that nice check from...
Jumping over luggage.
Yeah, that was the rental car company,
Hertz.
Right?
Hertz rental car.
Okay.
He was running from police. Anyway.
Yeah. Couple. nicely put.
Yeah.
A few twins notes. 1993 on this day, Dave Winfield becomes the 19th player to achieve 3,000 hits. In 1996, twins Paul Molitor becomes the 21st player to reach 3,000 hits.
And what is the trivia question on that?
Who is the pitcher?
Nope.
Oh.
The only person to do it with a triple.
Oh.
Mm. He did it with a triple against Kansas City Royals. He's the only person to get his 3,000th hit with a triple.
Way to go, Molly.
That's a good call.
That is. Some birthdays today.
To be old enough to have 3,000 hits and run that fast to get to third.
No kidding.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. That's a lot of running.
That's a lot of running.
I would have stretched a triple into a single.
Yep.
Sports birthdays today. Elgin Baylor, still one of my favorites, passed away in 2021, born on this day. Speaking of guys that could run, born on this day in 1955, Robin Yount.
Oh, yeah.
Paul's teammate for the Brewers.
Yeah.
And Oral Hershiser is 67 today.
Wow.
Other birthdays?
How many innings was it that he threw shutout?
58 consecutive shutout innings, breaking Don Drysdale's record.
Unbelievable stretch he was in there.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Some other birthdays, celebrity birthdays. James Cash Penny, born on this day, 1875. We all know what that is, right, Paul?
What?
James Cash Penny. The store?
J.C. Penney.
J.C. Penney.
Ah, yes. Or as I called it, Jacques Penney.
Jacques Penney,
yeah,
yes. born on this day in 1914, Alan Funt.
Candid Camera.
Candid Camera fame. Died in 1999. Lauren Bacall, American actress, singer. Mm-hmm. Born on this day in 1924, passed away 2014. B.B. King, also with a birthday. Born on this day in 1925. You're going to like this one.
Okay.
Born on this day, 1927, Peter Falk.
Columbo.
Yeah, Columbo.
Columbo. on this day, 1949, Ed Begley Jr. St. Elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Parenthood. And David Copperfield is 69 today.
Mm.
Magician.
I was going to say, not from the Charles Dickens novel.
Illusionist, yes.
Illusionist.
Mm-hmm. Some of the birthdays there for today. I was going to get Pete
Thielen.
Thielen.
Adam's dad.
He's on the senior tour with us. They live in Detroit Lakes yet. Winter home is Arizona, of course. But usually I see him, but they had the Sunday night football, and we did the senior golf in Grand Rapids on Monday, so I don't think he was able to make that, so we didn't get him. We'll get him another time.
We'll get him. Yeah.
I just thought it'd be kind of cool to talk to a parent of an NFL player.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And what they go through.
Yeah.
Yep.
They go through a lot of ups and downs.
Exactly.
But that's what I have. Any final thoughts there, Paul?
Well, next week, of course, with homecoming. Also, next Friday, we've been talking sports, but they'll have the ribbon cutting for the McCarthy Hall, the new renovated education building. We'll have the dean. I'll try to get him on for next Tuesday and talk a little bit about the renovation of that and education department and how huge it is here at Valley City State and around the state. And also maybe trying to get someone from the alumni, from the booster board or from alumni to come in and talk a little bit about homecoming week and what they do. It's their Christmas getting ready for homecoming week. And that'll be coming up next Tuesday. That's my plan anyway. So I'll see what I can do.
I do remember my time on the booster board back in the early 90s. Had a great time. Great bunch of people to work with. Always fun.
Absolutely. A lot of fun. Yeah. You know, it's a vital piece for our athletic department.
Yeah, it is.
Steve, any final thoughts?
Nope.
Spoken like it.
Okay, Paul, so the Minnesota Vikings,
yeah.
They do have Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
What do you think? Who are you going to go with?
Oh, I'm going to go with the Vikings.
You're going to go with the Vikings?
I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Carson Wentz going to light it up?
I'm going to go with the Vikings. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
My concern, of course, with the Vikings is that they're banged up on the offensive line.
Yeah.
And the ability to run the ball sets up so much of what it is that they do. So I'm hoping that they can figure out a way with this time to get some stuff going in the running game.
Puts Carson in a pretty tough spot, too. You know, like just coming in and here you got half your line there. And a lot of them are rookies. And
And that was what they bolstered in the offseason.
I know.
That was what they went out and spent money on, is getting a good offensive line.
Yeah. Kringley, any thoughts back there?
No thoughts other than my normal go Red Sox, and the Buccaneers are 2-0. So I'll finish on those notes.
Where do you come up with this
stuff? What started? And you're not a Tom Brady Buccaneer. You've been a Buccaneer fan since
the
Doug
beginning.
Williams.
Doug Williams. Yeah. Yep, the Selman brothers. You bet. Mike Allstott. That's the jersey I'm wearing today. Mike Allstott, the train. Yeah, yeah. I'm a lifelong Buccaneers fan.
You're not going back to when Randy Hedberg played for him?
Yeah, Randy Hedberg.
Expansion days. I go all the way back to when they were expansion team, and I believe they beat the Vikings on their expansion year. I'm pretty sure of that. I should double check.
In the preseason.
It. Well, preseason, yeah. But even
because they lost their first 26 games as a team.
takes a little while.
What do you think about the execution of your team?
I'm all in favor of it.
That's
a great John McKay line.
Yep, John McKay, when they lost all those
great
games.
Great John McKay.
Yep. Oh, great line. Perfect, yeah. Randy Hedberg, those were the days. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he just retired, too, as an NDSU coach.
Yep.
Yeah. Played college baseball against Randy. He was at Minot State. I was at Dickinson.
Yep. He was coaching football and baseball back when I played. So.
Okay, yeah. Very cool.
Interesting.
I will add, though, we are going to be switching out to a new website. So we didn't get that done this week. We should get it next week. Toast and Jam will be having an all-new VCSU-themed website that will still link out to Apple Podcast and Spotify, but it's going to look really nice. Mm. You guys have seen some previews of it, but that should be rolled out by next Tuesday. So it's going to look pretty fancy.
And next week we'll try to get the stack of toast and a jar of jam on the table here.
I might eat it, though. Oh. You never know.
Well, we'll
see. We'll
see about that.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
See about that. Okay. Well, from Valley City State University campus and Road Science Center, toast and jam. Saying bye bye for now.